The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
Keep that going now. This sounds like my sound machine.
There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad.
This is my sound machine. Sounds like a phone. Listen. See? I'm onto something. Jim Morrison. You know what I think about as I talk to my boomer brothers and sisters when we were kids and we were listening to Jim Morrison? What did our parents think? Because everybody, you get so excited nowadays. Your kids are listening to rap and what they say and what they do and how terrible it is and some of the music that's out there. Man, Jim Morrison. Then you watch Jimi Hendrix up there with his hair.
You're on drugs.
Lighting guitars on fire, you right. know? And everybody, oh, my gosh, and all the drug music back then, for crying out loud. I don't know how my parents made it through. That had to be tough. Yet we came. I'm telling you what. Did we come out okay? I think hopefully we came out okay. I just don't know what we went through in the 60s and what we saw in the 60s and how we recovered. And then we go on, maybe the fight. I think the fight, and you have to give certainly JFK and LBJ credit with the voting rights and the Civil Rights Act and everything else, until the point where we went through the Newark riots, you know, the riots of 67, and we saw that. And then you and I, as baby boomers, and if you're younger, you know, and we're your uncles and we're your parents and grandparents. They're certainly older. You don't think about race. You really just don't think about it. You just go, you don't think about it. I don't care. Lifestyle. I don't care. Religion. We don't care. We went through it all in the 60s. We don't care. And then you see they're trying to do reparations for slavery. This to me is so. Did you see that yesterday? Historic hearing on slavery. And the struggle that remains. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that we're doing it. Because we passed the civil rights. We acknowledge the mistakes we made, the racism that was slavery indeed, right? And then we had affirmative action, which I think was necessary clearly back then. You needed affirmative action. I really think people would have never hired people of color. I think so. It's like. It's unfortunate that this is one of the lead stories of the day, just one of the lead stories of the day, you know, and it's inexcusable. And I think I'm embarrassed. Please call me and help me out here when you hear reparations. You know, now when the Italians, the biggest lynching, mass lynching in the United States of America was down in New Orleans. I'll tell you this many, many times in 1891, I believe it was. And they lynched 11 Sicilian Americans. You know, and Frankie let me know they did get reparations, you know, but we didn't keep it going for the next century and the century after that, saying, well, look what you did to us, and use it as an excuse. We just went onward and forward. We didn't start legislation. We didn't say change the laws. You know, now, and right or wrong, this is ridiculous. And when you see police officers being killed to the degree that they are, one cop killed a year is too much. And look what's happening now. This poor Sacramento cop fatally shot, and she was responding to a domestic violence call. domestic disturbance call. And this really gets me. Police say the shooter was armed with a rifle and kept officers pinned down for more than 40 minutes while the wounded officer was laying there. Are you kidding me? You know what? There's no consequences. And we keep saying bad things about the police. And the more you say, and the police are the core of civility and law and order in our society today. Like it or not, that's the way it is and the way it has to be. And now, for some reason, people feel if a cop pulls you over, that cop takes his life in or her life into their hands. They put their life at risk pulling over somebody that's just on the side of the road, for crying out loud. And no one addresses it. And we're talking about reparations. We're talking about the Mueller probe. We're talking. It's so off base. My goodness gracious. And you wonder why we vote for President Trump. You wonder why. I mean, I can give you 10 reasons in the show today how people are just losing, what's right in this country. Very, very upsetting. And now the United States confirms a drone shot down. So the U.S. official, that Iran shot down an American drone with surface-to-air missile. The official speaking on condition of anonymity. I don't know. When you hear anonymity, I don't trust anything. But the drone was taken on international airspace Thursday. So Frankie Five Boroughs, does that mean it's Iranian airspace? What is international airspace? Is that American airspace? If it's international, then we had a right to be there, and now a war will start if indeed it wasn't in or Iranian airspace.
Well,
correct?
I don't think President Trump is going to let that happen. He knows better than anybody what a disaster the Iraq war is, and he is following this very closely, and I don't think he's going to let that happen at all.
What about General Salami? What does he think? Is that really the guy's name? Well, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio, and we'll get to, you want to go to Stephen now?
Yesterday was a big day at the White House with Dr. Art Laffer honored with the Medal of Freedom. And other than Larry Kudlow and Art Laffer, the person who's had the most precipitous impact on Trumponomics has been Stephen Moore.
He's great. He's a good guy. A good guy. And Steve's joining us this early in the morning. Hey, Steve, good morning.
Hey,
thanks. Thanks for calling so early, man. 12 after 7 in the morning. How are you, my friend?
Great to be with you. We had an amazing ceremony. And then thanks for the kind words, by the way. But can you imagine anybody better to win the Presidential Medal of Freedom than Arthur Laffer, who really was the man who not only, inspired the Reagan tax cuts, which, as you remember, Joe, rebuilt our American economy in the 80s, but had a big impact with Larry Kudlow and myself in helping fashion the Trump tax cuts, which have been a phenomenal success. I mean, I listened to Elizabeth Warren and read the New York Times, you'd think the country were falling apart. And here we have the best economy in 25 years. And so it was a really nice ceremony yesterday in the Oval Office. So with Larry and his family with Arthur and his family, Larry was standing right next to the president and he could not have been nicer. And this was great. By the way, Joe, do you know who was the previous Medal of Freedom winner?
Who's that? Who might that be? I should know this.
I'm sure you know it. It's Tiger Woods.
Oh, yes, of course. He was right there. Hey,
Tiger won it about 2 months ago, and so now Arthur has that award. And when you think about a guy who's helped change the world, not just the United States, but the whole world, in persuading politicians that, when you lower tax rates and reduce impediments by government to growth and private sector enterprise, you get more of it. As Arthur said yesterday, when you tax something, you get less of it. When you tax something less, you get more of it. And so it was a very special day.
That was yesterday, Steve.
That was yesterday at 4:30, and then we had a big blowout party. I wish you'd been there, Joe, last night at the Hay Adams Hotel that overlooks the White House. And, boy, I'm a little hungover this morning. We partied till the wee hours in the morning.
That's great. I got to tell you, man, you don't hear about it in the news. The news, mainstream media doesn't even let you know any of this stuff. It's all negativity.
I know. It's unbelievable. I mean, and here's a guy who well, the media sneers at people like, Arthur Laffer and Larry Kudlow and I, because, what? You know know why they sneer at us? Because we're right.
Yeah.
You know, they're embarrassed by the fact the economy is doing so. Have you noticed that? Liberals are embarrassed by the economy because these are the same people who said that if Donald Trump is elected president, he's going to cause the second Great Depression.
Now
we have the best economy in 25 years. By the way, I'll give you an amazing number, Joe. 7.455 million. You know what that number is?
What's that?
That is the number of unfilled jobs in America today. Almost 7.5 million. That's larger than the entire population of the state of Indiana. Is that a blockbuster number? And by the way, we only have 6 million unemployed. So that means if we put every unemployed American into a job, we'd still have 1.5 million jobs left over.
I know. And Steve, you know, the tax cuts, I could see the tax cut. I could personally see it happening that the economy is better. The work is better. The corporations, when they want to hire, for example, an entertainer, hello, from New Jersey, they have the cash to do it now. I see New York booming like I've never seen. Why is the narrative, how does the narrative in the mainstream media go out about the tax cuts didn't work and the tax cuts were for the rich? And then you see the economy doing so well when the tax cuts helped everybody. How is that narrative getting out there?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I sing that tune every single day that this has helped, you know, all Americans. And, you know, every meeting that Larry Kudlow and I and our Laffer were in with Donald Trump when we, you know, started working with him back in the summer of 2016 and put this whole plan together, Trump would always say, you know, how is this, you know, he wanted to make sure, is this going to benefit middle-class workers? Because those are the people I care about, is the people in the middle class and the people who are struggling, you know, to make ends meet, who hadn't had pay raises in 15 years under Bush and Obama. And you know, we told them, look, if you make American companies healthier, I mean, this isn't complicated. I don't know why liberals can't get this. If you make American companies healthier they have a profit, guess what? They start hiring more workers. They purchase more, you know, equipment and expand their operations. And that's what's happening now. And you see, by the way, you see what's happening with Target, Walgreens, Walmart, you know, all of the retail stores, now FedEx, all these companies, they're raising their wages. Have you noticed that? I mean, Target just went to $13 an hour for starting workers.
Yep.
You know, and that's because we got a tight labor market.
You're exactly right. And the tariffs, too. I was talking to somebody at an event last night, Stephen, and they said that she was, like, very independent, didn't really support the president, didn't support any political party. And she goes, but this tariff thing, I understand what the president is doing with the tariffs. And then because what I always understand about the tariffs, and correct me if I'm wrong, Stephen, is you have to go after China. Now is the time. You can't continue to let it just fester like that. But not only financially, militarily, man, people don't understand this. How are we with the tariffs? Where will that end up? And will that affect the 2020 election, Stephen?
Boy, those are big questions. Those are tough questions. So, first of all, I'm a free trade guy. I've always been a free trade guy, and I don't like tariffs. And I don't really like his steel, and I don't like the auto tariffs that he's threatened. But I am with him 100% on China. I think you said it very well, Joe. I mean, China is no longer a friend or an ally of the United States. They're not moving towards freedom. They're moving away from freedom. And thank God we have Donald Trump, the first president. Where were the Bushes? Where were the Clintons? Where were the Obamas to stand up to Beijing and say, hey, we can't take this anymore. This is an abusive relationship. And anybody who's ever been in an abusive relationship, you know, you got to get out of an abusive relationship. And so Trump has basically, you know, said, look, you know, you need us more than we need you. And it's hurt Chinese economy. You saw how these penalties and sanctions on Huawei, they're killing that company. So I do think, Joe, in the end of the day, China is going to come to the bargaining table. We're going to get a much better trade deal with China. And I will say this, Joe, if you think the economy is strong now, wait till he gets this new trade deal with China.
Wow.
We're going to see the biggest boom you ever saw.
Wow. So I love that they're talking about this big recession coming. Oh, the recession. Why is that? You know, Stephen, and thanks for joining us. Stephen Moore from the Heritage Foundation, kind enough to join us this early in the morning. This is a great surprise, actually, to have you on the air with us. But, Stephen, why they talk about recession, and then that becomes like the story of a news block, an hour on all the news. Well, look, what's going to happen? And what's going to happen? And then, see, if people don't know all the good things that you're doing in the White House, they're going to say, oh, why? There's going to be a recession. Why do they put out there? And I would love to hear your thoughts on about a possible recession coming up. Is there any truth to that?
Well, first of all, why is the media keeping talking about a recession? And the answer to that is because they want a recession. They want Trump to fail, and they want America to fail. I mean, that's the way liberals are. Yeah. I mean, I've always said liberals hate Trump more than they love America. I mean, there's a lot of truth to that. They're rooting against the American worker and American company so that Trump will fail. But guess what? They're very unhappy these days because Trump is not failing. Is there a recession? The short answer to that question is not as far as the eye can see. I don't see one out there. Everywhere I go, Joe, I'm on the road half the time. I go everywhere from Portland, Oregon to Portland, Maine, and everywhere in between. All I see is construction projects, manufacturing, building things, cranes. I mean, you see it in New York City.
You see it
in Los Angeles.
Yep.
You even see it in Cleveland and Detroit now.
Yes.
And so, no, there's no recession.
Yeah.
Show it to me. Where is it?
Hey, so, Steve, the Federal Reserve, are you going to be on the board? Any chance of you getting on the board? Those of us who support you and are fans of Stephen Moore.
Well, thank you, Joe. You've been such a good friend over the last number of years. I tried that, and the left, had a huge, massive campaign against me. I talked to the president. I'm going to do something with this president. I told him what I want to do. I think the most important thing for this country, I think you'll agree with this, is we must reelect this man president. And I watched that thing, that rally in Orlando. I don't know if you watched it.
Yes, sir. I did.
A couple nights ago.
Yep.
That was something else. There were over 25,000 people there. They had to turn away 100,000 people. I mean, Trump, people get it. People understand. I'm with the 71% of Americans who rate the economy today as good or great. That's, by the way, double the number of people who rated the economy as good or great under Obama. So, something big is happening here. And when you look at the presidential, people say, do you think Trump can win? I'm like, look. The Americans don't vote against prosperity. They don't vote against security. Those are the two. And I don't always agree with this president. Sometimes I fight sometimes over this or that. But I love what he's done for the economy. I love what he's doing for our security at the border.
Yeah.
No, he's not going to lose. You think Elizabeth Warren is going to beat Donald Trump? Come on.
It's so true. You know what, Stephen? We could talk to you for hours about that. I want to see you back and forth between you and Donald Trump in the Oval Office over the desk, man, going back and forth. And you're such
a nice... great bit. People should look on the Internet. There's some really great photographs of all of us standing behind Trump in the Oval Office yesterday. They're all on YouTube, on the Internet, and it was a fun day. And there's something really special about being in that Oval Office, the president, he's larger than life. And I love the man. I'd go through a burning building for this guy.
Yeah.
And he'd do that for the country,
It's so true. Stephen, listen, we appreciate you. What a nice surprise of you to call. Stephen Moore of the Heritage Foundation. God bless you. And you are welcome to call anytime, my friend. And keep the fight, my brother.
We studio soon.
Yeah, please. We love you. And thanks for watching our back economically there, Stephen, down in Washington. Appreciate it, my friend. Stephen Moore right there from the Heritage Foundation with Piscopo in the morning. 722, Jack Jacobs is coming. Medal of Honor recipient, Jack Jacobs. We're going to talk about this drone. Apparently, the U.S. confirms a drone shot down by Iran. And the colonel, the warrior, and Medal of Honor recipient will join us momentarily. Hey, Debbie's out on the roads in New York, New York. Debbie, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay, Joe, and I'll tell you what's happening here at the inbound GWB. Lower level, an accident was just cleared away. It's 30 minutes into town there. Very foggy as well. Lincoln 20, Holland about 15 minutes in. Traffic is moving slowly on the northbound New England Thruway, getting up toward exit 15 into New Rochelle. It's an accident involving a car and a tree. And let's go over to the southbound side of the Thruway. That's slowing down right through that area. And you're still seeing some delays here across Bronx West out through Westchester Ave with a collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
From the Fox Business Network, the Federal Reserve did not change interest rates at its meeting yesterday, but left open the possibility it could lower interest rates if it sees weakness in the economy. The Renault-Nissan Alliance and Google's sister company Waymo will work together on self-driving technology for Japan and France. The deal could later expand to other countries. Workplace software company Slack will sell shares to the public today. It's a direct listing, which means previously issued shares will trade. Slack will list on the NYSE under the ticker symbol WORK. Taco Bell is extending its free taco promotion through today because of high traffic Tuesday that left some customers without the freebie. It can only be redeemed through the app or website. The Dow was up 38 yesterday, the NASDAQ gained 33, and the S&P was up 8. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryan, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to OperationHope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the Hope 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to OperationHope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is Why We Need the Electoral College by Tara Ross. Is the Electoral College anti-democratic? The presidential candidate with the most popular votes has lost the election at least three times, and for some, this is a flaw in the Constitution. Tara Ross disagrees and argues that the Electoral College is actually one of the guardrails ensuring the stability of the American Republic. Enter to win a copy of Why We Need the Electoral College at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Want a great night's sleep? Get a two-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Where are we going? What are we doing?
Oh, hey! Keep spraying Duracin in your mouth, though.
I did. Well, I bit my lip. It's bleeding. I have no chloraseptic.
But you don't need to put any Duracin on it.
It doesn't taste good.
Maybe, we can get some Rhino Shield for it, too. You know? What are you doing? You must have spread. I can't. Paging General Salami.
I'll tell you what. Rhino Shield. I love Rhino Shield. You know, the beauty. My house, I got to do the driveway. I had to do power wash the deck. You know? I mean, and then the fence around the that holds the heater for the pool. I'm about to move into a hotel. Thank God for Rhino Shield. Thank God. It's the one thing I did for my house that sustains, that lasts. It's the best investment that you will make is to Rhino Shield your home or your business. It's a long-lasting 25-year coating that gives the appearance of fresh paint, and it means you never have to paint again. So when I go back, I'll go back to the house today, right? And I'm going to see the driveway still not done. They started it. Contractors. I mean, listen, great contractors. Don't get me wrong, but it just takes forever. Rhino Shield, they came out so quickly. When I went to Susan, she sent her team out. Boom. It was done so quickly, and I don't have to worry about it. And when you Rhino Shield your business, which is the calling card for you, when people go buy your business, they're going to look, and you don't want mold. you don't want to, you know, kind of fading or different colors, like the, you know, parts of are just miscolored, kind of like my hair. You don't want that. You want a Rhino Shield. You want Rhino Shield on your business, on your home, so it looks great. And again, you will never have to paint again. Plus that 25-year transferable warranty. Are you kidding me? You could save yourself thousands and thousands of dollars. Call Susan at Rhino Shield, please, for a free estimate. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Or you can go to rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Colonel Jack Jacobs, a best-selling author, Medal of Honor recipient for his service in Vietnam, military analyst for NBC News, and all-around great guy. Colonel, welcome back to the show, sir. Always great to have you on the show, Jack.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Jack, always a privilege, always a pleasure. The drone being shot down. Is this verified, this American drone being shot down by the Iranians, Jack?
Yeah, I think the Pentagon said, or the Central Command said, that there was a drone that was shot down, but insists it was not over Iranian territory and, in fact, was 17 miles from the coast. But it's very squeezed down there in the Straits of Hormuz. It's not very far from one end to the other, and it's very easy for it to get crowded both on the sea and in the sky. But, yeah, I think we've verified that it got shot down, Joe.
And the answer, Colonel Jacobs, is, you know, we're not just going to take that. I mean, what's the retaliatory response from us?
Yeah, it's a fair question. I've been thinking about that myself and talking to people and asking the same question who are on the inside. You know, we have the capability of determining exactly where the missile came from even before the missile strikes. I mean, we have alert systems both in orbit and in the air, and it's very easy to counterattack. Indeed, we've done a couple of things. We've got counter-battery radar and the capability of knocking out the site. And second, we have Patriot missiles in the region. We just sent some more over so we can knock the missile down when it's in flight because we could detect it when it's launched. We also are able to see when the missiles are being prepared for launch. So it's kind of astonishing to me that, first of all, we didn't fire at the site in the first place after the missile was launched at the drone. Or second, after the drone was hit, if we missed it the first time, that we didn't launch a counterstrike. So I think that we don't have any intention of firing back at him. As a matter of fact, somebody told me that the president is getting a little bit agitated because those who were more aggressive in the administration, John Bolton on the one hand and Mike Pompeo on the other, he thinks they're going a little bit too far, and I think we are liable not to respond, Joe.
But the president's personality, Colonel Jacobs, the personality of Donald J. Trump, I may be wrong, and you know best. Is he going to let that happen? Is he going to just let that? Well, they shot down a drone and just allow this to happen. Is that what your feeling is?
Well, it's starting to sound like it. We didn't respond right away. That's the first thing. The second thing is that when the incident happened, what, a week ago, when the ships were attacked, the president's response was, and this is almost a direct quote, "It's no big deal," or words to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
That's very unlike Donald J. Trump, as you're suggesting.
Yeah.
The other possibility is we're planning something, but we're not ready to launch it yet. Don't forget that we have special operations forces in the region, plenty of them, who are capable of descending on anywhere and doing just about anything. I think we're spending most of our time keeping an eye on forces, Republican guards and their proxies, who are afloat. We want to catch them as they get from the shore onto light boats or from bigger boats onto light boats, because they're the ones who are liable to cause the most damage. And I think we may be keeping our powder dry apologize for that cliche. We may be keeping our powder dry to do something more significant the ocean if it happens.
Yeah, well said, Colonel. I understand exactly. And I always talk to you about, Jack, this international rapid deployment strike force. I guess we have one within the United States, and that's what you're talking about, correct?
Well, we've got several. First of all, we have a unit that's constantly on alert. We have the capability of delivering an entire battalion in 72 hours or less, a whole company of paratroopers and special operations forces in less than 24 hours, just about anywhere in the world. But we also have regional rapid deployment forces, and we have combined rapid deployment forces, that is, those forces which we've structured with allies in various regions, all of whom have missions that they can accomplish in very short order. So we've got the capability of responding in a wide variety of ways. As you're suggesting, it's really curious that we haven't responded yet.
Yeah, interesting. And what is your instinct telling you? I mean, can you envision a scenario in which we will be indeed at war with Iran, Colonel?
Well, no, not a full-fledged war, but I think we can expect that there'll be engagements on the sea, tactical engagements, which it's not going to work out very well for Iran or its proxies. But I don't see a full-fledged war with Iran. They have no interest whatsoever in engaging the United States in a war which they're undoubtedly going to lose. So, it's a bit like, pulling the tail of the offending animal and have them chase you around a little bit. I think they're not kidding when they say, I think they mean it honestly when they say they just want to send a message to the United States by shooting down the drone. I think they're waiting to see whether or not we're actually going to respond, and if we do, how we're going to respond. It's Iran's hope that we just leave it alone. But we may not leave it alone over the longer term.
Yeah, is this Iran's response to us deploying those 1,000 or so troops to the region, sir?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're really, they don't like the idea of having drones around because drones have a capability of attacking anywhere from a great distance. And we have plenty of them. These drones not only have the capability of gathering information, which we can turn into finished intelligence, these are also armed drones, and Iran doesn't like that stuff close to their border, so they're very scared about it.
You know, Jack, why are we going to be the ones, Colonel Jack Jacobs with Joe on the radio? Appreciate your valuable time, sir, always, and your expertise in these military affairs. Jack, why are we always the ones? Because even if we do have, we have this rapid deployment kind of strike force and these elite warriors that we are so proud of, but why is it always us? Why can't we have like an international, why can't we spread the forces around the world? You said there's like allied forces, but why is it that we always get the blame, Jack?
Well, it's because we have the authority and the responsibility, in our view, to protect our interests. We have an interest in what goes on in that particular region and lots of other regions. More than 20% of all the crude oil in the entire world gets shipped through that strait.
Yeah.
And while we are a net exporter of energy, a lot of our allies are not. And we don't want them to suffer from a reduction or elimination of the capability to ship crude oil from through the strait. So, I mean, we have interests of our own, but we also have an interest in keeping our allies safe and supplied. So, we got the capability, and so we're going to go ahead and pick up the mantle and do it.
Jack, on a personal note, before we let you go, and again, always appreciate the chats that we have here on the radio. Well, we were celebrating Normandy and the success at Normandy and Operation Overlord, and I think about those young men that went into battle like that. And I ask you this once, and I'll ask you 1,000 times, because I'm fascinated by it, only because my daddy was in, World War II. Man, and you were in Vietnam, and you received the Medal of Honor for your valor in Vietnam. When those bullets are flying, brother, when and it's all around you, and then there's explosions all around you,
And yet you saved lives in that regard. What was going through your mind? What goes through the mind of a young soldier, you know, landing on Normandy, Jack?
Well, every troop will tell you that pretty much the same thing. You've got to move forward because if you sit there, you're going to be dead and your buddies are going to be dead. Everything depends on you moving forward. I'm going to tell you a really quick anecdote. Medal of Honor recipient, now deceased, named Walt Ehlers, who landed with the 1st Infantry Division on D-Day, and in his unit was his brother. And they had a pact that said that if one of us gets hit, the other guy's got to keep going. That's exactly what happened. Walt's brother got hit, was killed, and Walter got the Medal of Honor for action on that day, on D-Day. Wow. I think everybody perceives the same thing. You've got to move forward. You got to achieve the mission. And at the end of the day, if you don't do it, then the negative payoff is going to be much worse. We're all in it together, and we've got to take care of each other, and that means we've all got to work hard to accomplish the mission. It's fear. I'm telling you, anybody who says he wasn't scared, there's something wrong with him when somebody's ardently trying to kill him. But ironically, it's fear that actually drives people to do the kinds of things that they need to do. Because that steals your nerves and ramps up your adrenaline, and it's fear itself that gets you to do the right thing.
And that's what my daddy always would say, onward and forward, Jack Jacobs. So, Colonel, an honor to have you with us, and thank you for your service and for being the hero that you are, Jack, and hopefully we'll get to see you real soon, my friend.
I hope so. Thanks for having me on the program, Joe.
Thank you, Colonel. Colonel Jack Jacobs right there, true American hero. 20 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:40 right now. Let's go to Big Al. He's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
66 degrees at 7:40. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Delaware man charged with showing up to a Union County school with a loaded gun and extra bullets is pleading not guilty. Thomas Wilkie appeared before a judge yesterday on counts related to weapons possession and for trespassing on school grounds. Wilkie was arrested outside the Tamaquas Elementary School in Westfield on June 13th while allegedly carrying a .45 caliber semi-automatic handgun loaded with hollow point bullets, plus clips of ammunition and over 100 more rounds in the trunk of his car. If convicted, he could end up in prison for as many as 10 years. In sports, Yankees scored 6 runs in the first inning, 6 more in the seventh, on their way to a 12-1 win over the Rays and a 3-game sweep in the Bronx. C.C. Sabathia firing 6 innings of one-run ball for his 250th career win. Steven Matz, he gave up 5 runs in as many innings as the Mets lost to the Braves by the final of 7-2. In sports, is brought to you by Modell Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Northern State westbound into New Hyde Park Road. Accident just clear, but traffic moving slowly right through that stretch. We're still seeing delays this morning as you take a ride to the eastbound side of the BQE, getting up toward the Manhattan Bridge. A disabled truck in the way. And traffic is moving slowly at the Edcotch 59th Street Bridge. Getting reports of an accident there as well. Expect some delays city bound. It's an accident here at the Edcotch 59th Street Bridge. LIE westbound, still heavy traffic getting out toward the BQE in that new construction pattern. Inbound GWB, very foggy, 30 minutes in at the GWB. Lincoln 20, Holland about 20. Traffic moving slowly as well. Once you get on that Cross Bronx East right by the Alexander Hamilton Bridge, an accident on the shoulder. 27 southbound into Edison by Stony Road. It's a collision there as well. And the Bronx River Parkway northbound in Yonkers, an accident in the right lane. Some rain today, high of 78. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Traffic always sounds great with Debbie Duhame on the roads. Thank you, Debbie. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 7:42. Assemblyman Robert Auth. There are fireworks in Trenton, and Robert Auth is going to break that down for us in a second. But I wanted to tell you that you have 5 minutes. First 5 callers, next 5 minutes, you get that free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota, 855-621-9949. First 5 callers, next 5 minutes. If you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and a filter.
All European models are excluded. And up to 743. And I'll give you the 750. Mr. Generosity, look at me over here. I'll give you 3 extra minutes. All right? I'll give you the 10 of 743 right now. 855-621-9949. You get free. How many times do people tell you get free stuff? I'm telling you, you can get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Iggy and Chester and Carmelo and Wendy, Chris and Johnny and Shoya, the great team, the family that is Route 22 Toyota. Mr. Kinsella over there. 0% APR financing he can offer you up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Now we want you to experience their new smart way to service, to check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. And when you get your free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter, if you are one of the first 5 callers in the next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949, you will experience the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Queensboro President Melinda Katz about law and justice and her run for Queens District Attorney. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
It's Flo. And you know what word I don't get? Shampoo. The first half of the word is sham, and the second part you definitely don't want to see in the shower. That's why I made up a neat word. Flotection. The feeling of security you get when your new house is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. I mean, seriously, shampoo? What part of that makes you want to rub it all over your hair?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Biscuit Bell in the morning, 7:45 right now, telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn, right there, Avenue R and Nostrand. Great neighborhood. I drove out to Brooklyn myself, all by myself. Lonely Joe, but when I went out there, Fred was there to greet me. Joey, how are you? Johnny came out of the kitchen. Michael was there himself. I went and I saw how the sauce was made. I kept John Cassavetes and Margot and Congressman King and Rosemary waiting because I was so entrenched watching how they make the best jarred sauce that you will have at any time, anywhere. But if you're in the New York area, Jersey, New York, you're down the shore, you're out in Connecticut, and you're listening in Pennsylvania, you got to make the trip to Brooklyn, all right? Avenue R and Nostrand, you will experience one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in America, and this is according to the Food Network. When we sat down at dinner the other night, Friday night, and I had the bronzino, and I had the calamari, and then I had the gnocchi arrabbiata, this was a cuisine that was so spectacularly prepared. Did Fred cook that, you think?
I would think Johnny.
Because Johnny had the chef thing. Whoever did it, Frankie, that was the bronzino. It's very delicate. You have to be very careful what you cook. It was spectacular. One of the 5 best Italian restaurants in America, we're proud to tell you about, Michael's of Brooklyn. And as you listen on AM970TheAnswer.com around the country, Texas, South Carolina, Florida, we love you. And you got to go to the supermarket and you will see across this great country, Michael's of Brooklyn on the shelves in your supermarket. And we invite you to take that home. You know, so be sure to come by Avenue R. Nostrand if you can pick up Michael's of Brooklyn. It's a Brooklyn institution for over 50 years. Michael's of Brooklyn is. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
We always like to tell you about the good public servants, the good politicians, quote unquote, that are serving our states. Assemblyman Robert Auth is one of the good guys down there in Trenton, representing the 39th Assembly District in Bergen and Passaic counties in New Jersey. Robert, thank you so much for joining us this morning. How you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm listening to you guys this morning, and you've gone from one side of the spectrum to the other. You had General Salami, and then you had Colonel Jack Jacobs. I'm like, I'm really confused, you know. And then maybe Captain Bronzino. I don't know, but.
Captain Bronzino.
But I look at this budget, I'm going to cry.
I know, only on the Piscopo Show. We're talking General Salami. That was great. Who's a lot of baloney. Oh, my God. You can't make a... Hey, Robert, Assemblyman, so tell us, what did the governor... He gave you, like, some kind of ultimatum? Did you get threatened in the Assembly yesterday?
Well, you know, I got a letter sent to me, and he kind of outlined that he really wants the... He wants the millionaire's tax. I mean, they're raising the budget now, $1.35 billion in more spending this year. And, I mean, isn't that enough? He seems to want more. And I don't think he's going to get it. I think he's going to wind up folding.
But in essence, if Governor Murphy is saying that if the legislature does not give him his tax increases, then he's going to slash the spending programs that you care about. Is that right, sir?
That's what he said in his letter, right? Not necessarily to me, because they've kind of stuck it to our districts. But he's talking specifically to Democrats that have crafted their own budget, because their budget has about $100 million in it. It's not really a fiscally responsible budget. It's a politically responsive budget. They got about $100 million in additional earmarks to help their guys get reelected this year. So he's probably going to slash a lot of that.
I mean, and does this come from Steve Sweeney fighting him, Coughlin fighting him? I mean, I've never seen such upset within the Democratic Party down there in the Assembly. I mean, and then going after George Norcross like he's doing. Robert, yeah. What's going on in Trenton these days, man?
Well, I'm glad I'm not in their caucus. That's all I can say. I think a lot of it, you know, you mentioned Steve Sweeney and Craig Coughlin.
Yeah.
I think Steve Sweeney is really the architect of this, and Craig Coughlin is, you know, he's from the middle of the state, and he aligns himself with the Norcross crew, and they actually were responsible for him becoming speaker, so he's going to stay loyal to them. And but he's pretty middle of the road. He doesn't really go out in front and lead on a lot of this stuff. This is really Sweeney and Murphy, two Irishmen going at it.
Oh, boy. There you go. What are the key sticking points before we let you go, Robert, in these budget negotiations, sir?
Well, listen, we have things. I mean, you have to look at this. You have... remember we were talking about the $15 minimum wage?
Yes, sir.
Well, they found out that hasn't worked. So now they have to fund $65 million because the minimum wage increases has been unaffordable for businesses. So now they're going to take taxpayer money and they're going to spend $21 million for personal care assistance, $20 million for direct service providers, $15 million for nursing home workers, and $9 million for daycare centers. And we said this was going to happen. They didn't believe it. And so now we're taking the money from taxpayers because the companies can't afford to keep these people there.
Wait,
that's a problem.
Assemblyman, personal care assistance. What is that now?
Well, all these nursing home facilities and senior care centers,
sure,
and things
sure.
like that, they
yeah.
have... The lower-scale workers there, they forced them all to get $15 an hour, and now they're crashing and burning, so they need help from the state to keep those people working.
Well, how does this compare, Robert, on how budget negotiations worked out during the Christie administration?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you one example. They're shorting the pensions by about $1 billion, and Christie made the pension payments that he had to make, and... We don't hear the unions or anybody screaming and hollering about that now. You know, when Christie was shorting it a little bit, or he was short one particular year, there was a throng of people down at the State House complaining about how awful that was, despite the fact that prior to Governor Christie, Governor McGreevy, Governor DeFrancesco, Governor Cody, and Governor Corzine never made a payment to the pension and health care funds, and now they're shorting it again. And they should be out there screaming and hollering about this. And the problem is they're doing all this extra spending. If we have, the rating services are saying, if we have a recession, and they're talking about one maybe next year, we have 0 days to offset that. We're going to be in a real big problem.
Well, keep us posted, Assemblyman. I know you will. And we'll have Colonel Bronzini call you as soon as he comes into the studio. Now, Robert, thank you. Keep us posted. Keep the fight, Robert Alton. Thank you for doing so, sir.
Thanks, guys. It was great.
Oh, thank you, Assemblyman. 7:53, Debbie's on the Rose on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, good morning, Joe. Good morning, Assemblyman Off. Let's take a ride over to the eastbound BQE. Slowing down, guys, getting up toward the Manhattan Bridge. It's a disabled vehicle. We're seeing delays at the Edcotch 59th Street Bridge into town with an accident. Stop and go at the Throgs Neck Bridge into Queens, a collision over there as well. Inbound GWB up to 45, Lincoln 25, Holland about 20. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Want a great night's sleep? Get a two-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car. Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda. Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Hawthorne Christian Academy, International Christian School, Kearney Christian Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Joe on the radio, great to have you with us this morning, 7:56. Look at my schedule, it's so nuts. I have in my pocket my extra Balance of Nature. You got to take Balance of Nature. When I tell you fruits and vegetables in capsule form, that's exactly what it is. I love the Howard family. Dr. Douglas Howard came up with Balance of Nature. He's a medical doctor and one of the smartest guys I've met. I sat at dinner with Douglas Howard, with his lovely wife Sue, with their son, grandson. Lex runs the company now. I'm telling you what, I just listened to the concept that Dr. Howard had coming up with putting fruits and vegetables in capsule form. It sounds simple, but no one has done it until Dr. Howard stepped forward and did it. It's a daily dose of Balance of Nature, a daily dose. They have 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, one daily dose. You know, and it's not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics, that stinky I always tell you about, right? It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Boom! Mic drop. That's it. What more do I got to tell you? Except that we can give you a 30% discount. If you order right now, you get a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751. You know the number. Here it is, 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code, The Answer. Joe Lumberg. Good morning, Joe. How you doing this morning, buddy?
Pretty good on this Thursday. Get ready for the weekend.
Pluviophiles. We're pluviophiles, Joe. We love this rain. It's going to go through today, yes?
All through. Yeah, a shower. Off and on shower today. I mean, there's a couple of showers around the area right now. They'll go away. A big period of time between late morning and early afternoon, nothing goes on. Then late afternoon and evening, probably a shower and gusty thunderstorm or two. And a couple of showers overnight. But later tomorrow, we dry things out. The weekend is going to be absolutely spectacular with sunshine start to finish.
Good. How you feeling, man? How you feeling?
After a little bit better today.
You're right? You're right. Yeah. Can you take a breath without hurting? Huh?
Well, you know, there's still a little discomfort there, but it's better. I'm getting better.
Unbelievable. You probably cracked a rib. Look at you.
I probably did.
Well, you just... Joey, go to the doctor for a second. No, no doctor. You're such an animal.
What are they going to do? They're going to say, Joe, take it easy. You know me. I can't take it easy. I can't do it. You understand?
I do, Joe. Sadly, I do. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. We love you, pal. Roger Stone coming up in the next hour. You don't want to miss Roger on AM 970 The Answer. Don't go away. It's Radio Piscopo from New York.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
66 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A New York City parent expected to be okay after being slashed by another parent in a fight outside a school in Coney Island. Cops say one parent slashed another on the left side of the face at PS 188 shortly before 2:30 yesterday afternoon. The victim, who ran into the school for help, wasn't seriously injured. The other parent was taken into custody. The school was placed on lockdown for a while. Police are on the hunt for suspects after a bodega worker was fatally stabbed in Upper Manhattan. Cops believe 28-year-old Mohammed Nasir Awada got into an argument with a group of men for loitering outside his family business's Dykeman Quick Mart in Inwood around 10 last night. Awada, from New Rochelle, stabbed in the chest, later died at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital. In sports, Yankees crushed the Rays 12-1, Braves over the Mets 7-2.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.